Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Wednesday, February 22, 2023. Yet another sign that the economic conditions are worsening. The latest data from the National Association of Realtors shows home sales falling for the 12th consecutive month, indicating that the U.S. housing market remains in steady decline. The National Association of Realtors survey, published on Tuesday, showed that home sales in January were down 36.9% nationwide, with the most pronounced decline in the West. In the Northeast, they were down 35.9%. In the South, they were down 36.6%. The Midwest fared slightly better, with sales of existing homes down 33.3%. But the biggest decline was in the West, which was down 42.4%. The average Northeast home was at $383,000. In the South, it was $332,500. While in the Midwest, it was the cheapest in the nation at $252,300. Mortgage rates have been above 6% since mid-2022. Currently, a 30-year fixed mortgage is at roughly 6.32%, significantly higher than the below 3% rates that we saw in 2020. With interest rates so high, homes are sitting on the market much longer, and there are fewer new homes as compared to last January. There are several reasons for this. The primary reason is that the economic conditions are poor and the conditions continue to deteriorate. Also, homeowners do not want to give up their existing low mortgage rates. Earlier this month, the National Association of Realtors showed that 20 major cities in America have seen house prices fall in the past year, four of which are in California. A few markets may see double-digit price drops, especially some of the more expensive parts of the country, which have also seen weaker employment and the higher instances of residents moving to other areas. I feel that this is the biggest marker here. People are fleeing these areas of the country with ridiculous taxes, elevated crime rates, socialist governments, and the woke agenda. People have had enough and are moving away in record numbers. This is not simply a housing slowdown. It is becoming a housing crash. Home prices have increased 42% in the last 3 years, and some who bought during that time are seeing their values plummet. Not only have existing home sales declined, but home values have seen steep drops as well. It will take years for those values to return. With rising interest rates and with rising inflation across the board, homes have become unaffordable. For those who have been putting money away waiting for such an opportunity, the deal of a lifetime may not be too far away. Thank you for watching. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.